planet, you dickhead.
Yeah, no, you're probably spot on with that one. All right, let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hi, Johnny B. Hi, Will. It's James.
Hi, James. James.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, the show's off to a roaring start. This is when your show is the best, when it's you and Will just kind of going back and forth. I do have to say, though, the thing on Wednesday night, the common denominator with the power going down was a cat named Mo, right?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing, yes.
We can all agree. But I will have to say my thing that I'm not liking so much is the news. Since I've been retired, I am, like, not into the news, not the woke news, not the real news, not the fake news. But because we all have, you know, we have a device that we can get news all the time. But I really enjoy the back and forth and, you know, y'all talking to each other. And especially y'all were, you know, discussing what y'all were going to do about, you know, buying a home eventually, how that's going to work out. And Johnny, that was great. But the thing, if I hope you're, you know, this new job works out for you, comes out to be a really great career. But if not, have you ever thought about something in the food world, like cooking? You're
I did that. I did that for many, many years. I worked in restaurants. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking maybe some kind of catering or a personal chef or something. You know, I don't know.
Well, the problem with that, James, it's very taxing and it's very labor intensive. Like you can't part-time be a caterer or a chef. It consumes your entire life. So with me having other dreams and aspirations and loving to entertain people, I would have to give my whole life to the food industry, and I'm not doing that again. Yeah.
Okay, that makes 100% sense. You know, I understood. I was just kind of, you know,
I'm recreational with the food. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I know you guys are always got your grind on, so I'm here listening. I always say Wednesday's my favorite because I love the nightlight. I love the night late.
I love
night
the boogie. Yeah, I gotcha.
You got me. All right, guys, just keep it up.
Thanks, James.
Later, pal. Bye. Later, man. There you go. Bye. Bye-bye. I like it. He's like, I hate the news. Me too. You know, that's why we barely do it anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. This is an extra long segment. We usually come back from this one, take a few calls, and then we have to do something.
Right.
I mean, I try to stay away from, I like woke news. I think that's fun. But
because we're picking on the pussification of America. I like it too.
Well, that, and then just, I think there's a lot of, like the guy that called in last week and said, like, I don't even know what this stuff is. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting that people don't know what this is. And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like people should be aware of these things.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Some people view it as an existential threat to society. Me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So, I mean, you know, I think it's important to share. But I think it's different more than other news that you hear. It's not like Ukraine, Russia. I made like... No other shows do that, cover that in the morning, and you know, I heard Roger and JP talking about it, and it is a very big news story, and people should talk about it, but I don't know. I feel like by this time of night, people don't want to, they're rushing it out. They're COVID
tired.
So I try to find, and honestly, in news, we talk about the Bucks or sports mostly. Like tonight,
if there's something big, like last night we touched on the Mike Tyson punching the guy in the plane thing, you know, that's what everybody was talking about. Yeah. But I'd rather talk about things that spark conversation, that spark real thinking, you know, not just this brain mush you get from corporate news where you know what you're going to get. I watch it now, even local news. I'm sorry to poo-poo on you guys. I'm friends with a lot of folks in local news, and I know they're only doing their job. But, man, I just watch it, and I go, It's like watching bad comedy. You can predict the punchline. Right when they start a segment, I already know where it's going and what they're talking about, and it's just, all right, I get it. Keep beating me up with this stuff. Like, it's just blah. And it just feels like most stuff is being curated, and it's being told to us for a reason. And it's just, it's doo-doo caca, you know, and I'm just... I don't want that to be this show all the time. I mean, even Calta show's 4 hours long. They do an hour of news.
Right.
And, of course, Galvin finds some funny, you know, off the wall stuff, you know, to kind of blend into like the actual news to keep it fun and popping. So, you know, we're not a news station. You know, we're a very open platform talk show station. So it's kind of nice. And about to be 10 years.
Yeah,
I think we're coming up on 10 years of all talk on 102.5 The Bone. I remember when it was classic rock.
You know, I was listening to Count the Show in the morning the other day. And did you know that there's some event that's going to be taking place at some point in the future?
What do you mean?
To celebrate 10 years of talk on The Bone.
I mean, you think maybe they'll have us be part of it?
Although that's what I was going to ask you.
If we're not, I wouldn't be surprised, but I would still be a little hurt.
I would imagine. I mean, who else is there?
I've been here since after the first year. I've been here 9 years, so I've been here through 90% of all talk of this station. You know, talking. You know.
I think we will be. But then I think it's very early on in the process, and they don't even know what it is. We'll see, and a date. I just know that they said that there's going to be some sort of event taking place to celebrate.
If we're not, John Brennan's not coming to my wedding. You know what I mean? Like he's on the invite list, and I don't want to make things awkward. You know.
What about Spanish?
I was going to invite him, but you told me he's
still
banned.
No. He is banned. Yeah. Still no.
You know, and I have to be loyal to you. You know, you're a groomsman. Right. I don't want anything to be awkward. I don't want you to be like standing next to me while Leah's walking down the aisle, and you're like, "Why is that son of a bitch here?" And I'll be like, "Ah, oops." You know, I don't want that.
Be weird. I want to invite Spanish's girlfriend and Pap and no Spanish.
I want just Pap and his fedora will be his plus one.
Yeah. I think maybe you can cool. fit Spanish's girlfriend under the fedora.
Ooh, yeah, that would be nice.
He is very smart.
All right, you want to whip out this last phone call, and then we'll take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hello?
Yep. Hi. Hey, speakerphone, dummy.
All right, sorry. Come on.
Yeah, you're sorry every Come night. On. Every goddamn night.
Stop it. Come on.
No, you I'm stop it. Problems. I'm not on a speakerphone.
You're off the speakerphone.
Yeah, after I yelled at you.
Okay, first of all, I couldn't listen to the replay.
Why?
So?
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Uh-oh. Mm. That's not good.
Well, because I miss stuff. Anyway, I couldn't listen to it. I don't know why I wouldn't play. But my phone's also key maybe.
What are we talking about right now, Will?
She's trying to listen to the replay on her T-Mobile phone. And she's not able to do it. Are you sure it's not user error, Diane?
It's called T-Mobile phone. I'm getting a new one. I'm getting it switched over. It's been a process.
I got you. It might be the app, Diane. You know, it could be the app sometimes.
You could just be stupid.
It's the phone. It's the phone. I have a new... No, I know exactly what it is.
Stop blaming the phone.
A process. Right,
yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
I talked to some guy from Thailand today.
I don't care where he's from. I don't even care about you talking to him.
He's being extra mean to you, Diane. I don't know.
I'm sorry. It's Friday. I've had a long week. I apologize. Anyway, so you couldn't. Yeah. So hashtag you too. So you couldn't. You couldn't find the play button. Is what you're saying? It's at the bottom of the screen.
Exactly.
On the app. Yeah.
Yes,
that happens.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Nothing much. Just
usual. Shooting the ass with us.
Glad you checked in.
Yeah,
hey, let's go.
Cool,
what's going on with your man, the biker man?
Yeah, new guy.
He's here. He's here.
Okay,
he's here.
Good.
He's right here.
You didn't chase him away. Hey, put him on the phone.
All right. He's right here.
All right, put him on the phone.
All right, put him on the phone.
What you going to say?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, don't curse. What's your name?
Well, I don't curse.
All right, that's good. What's your name,
let's
bud?
Let's just say Sheldon.
Oh, hey, Sheldon.
Okay. Why don't you, is that your real name? You don't want to use your real name?
Don't tell me.
Just your first name.
That's actually my middle name. No, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Hey, how's Sheldon, how's Diane in the sack? How would you rate her out of 1 to 10? That's right.
Off the chart.
Off the chart?
Wow.
Is she? Why? What's the craziest thing she does? Keep in mind, we're on the radio. You got to keep it semi-clean.
Hell yeah.
What do you like about it?
Back.
What does she do?
Reverse cowgirl?
Doesn't hold back.
She doesn't hold
back?
Well,
all the positions?
Is she a, you know, every every opening type of gal, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Is there anything she won't do, Sheldon? It's like, have you ever went to, you know, to put things somewhere and she's like, no, not there? Or is she like, yeah, everywhere, dad?
No, I'm not into that. Not it.
Okay.
You're not. Yeah. So you're the lame duck in this scenario. Okay. No,
has Pippin ever interrupted you guys while you were making sweet boom boom?
Oh Jesus! Everybody's
tell her to shut up, dude. You're allowed to. All right.
Do what now?
Has Pippin ever interrupted you guys while you were making sweet
love? No. No.
We lock him out in the bedroom.
We lock
him out of the bedroom.
He's never got a nose in there accidentally, and then you're like, all right, I gotta lock this dog out. That's a yes.
No.
Yeah. No. Sheldon, come on.
No.
You know, a little bit sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Is Diane completely hairless downstairs?
Ooh, good question.
What do I do?
Are you hairless?
No.
No.
Gross. Not completely.
Oh, she cleans
close
up.
Close, though. Oh, okay, all right.
What a good gal she is.
Nice.
So you're not Sheldon, you're not tempted to tell her to shut up. Sheldon, you're not tempted sometimes to just give her a punch in the face?
Oh my God, Will! Great question.
No, but I've had to walk off a couple.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying.
When is she the worst? When she gets like three Chardonnays in her and then she just starts blabbing?
That's when I can't stand her.
I've had to walk off. That's just it.
Yeah, it's coming, man. It's coming. Just be strong, Sheldon. Be strong. We've been dealing with this broad for a long time.
I plan to.